Hi, this is Robert Quintes with the Eno Center for Transportation, a public policy think tank based here in Washington, D.C. In an era of declining infrastructure, coupled with limited resources for transportation spending, state and local governments are turning to the ballot box, where voters are helping set priorities for transportation projects, planning, and policies. With more measures on the ballot this year, Eno decided to launch this podcast series, where we will interview experts to talk in depth about some of the key measures, their impetus and impact, and what lessons can be shared across the country.
And in this episode, we're speaking with Kurt Erickson, a reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Kurt, thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be here.
So Missouri is one of many states that has been grappling with the fact that the gasoline tax isn't currently bringing enough revenue to maintain roads or invest in new infrastructure. So Missouri has a ballot measure before voters this year, which would raise the gas tax to pay for road improvements and other transportation investments. So Kurt, exactly what is Missouri's Proposition D?
So it would ask voters to approve what would amount to a 10-cent increase in the state's 17 cent per gallon gas tax. And this would include diesel and other fuels. It would be phased in over 4 years, 2.5 cents per year. And once it is fully implemented, it would bring in about $295 million for additional road and bridge projects.
So it's about $295 million additional each year.
Exactly.
There was a bipartisan task force that was set up by Missouri lawmakers a few years ago, I think. It found that there's an $825 million gap in unmet transportation needs throughout the state. So there are opponents of the gas tax increase that's going before voters that maintain the state already has enough revenue available. So how realistic is that? How does the gas tax increase correspond with what the bipartisan task force found?
The anti-tax folks, people who don't want to pay higher taxes or worried about what more money coming out of their pocket, they argued a couple of different ways. One was, let's just use general revenue that comes into the state rather than relying completely on a gas tax, which is a user tax. And people have knocked that down as saying, number one, they're cutting general revenue taxes like the income tax, so there's less of a pie, you know, to be cut from that. Another idea behind not raising the gas tax was to give some of the roads, the smaller roads, back to the counties. Years and years ago, the state took over maintenance and operation of what we call the lettered roads. They're smaller farm-to-market roads that are basically two lanes out in the county and designated by letters. So they said, well, why don't we just give those back to the counties and we won't have to pay for maintenance of them anymore, and it'll save us a lot of money. We don't have to raise taxes. And the response is that basically you're just shifting the cost to the counties and mandating local governments to probably have to raise their own taxes to maintain those roads.
So because of that arrangement, Missouri, I think, has one of the largest state maintained road networks in the country.
Yeah, exactly. I've lived here for about 3 years, and I've not seen more gravel roads in a state. I've lived in the Midwest for a long time.
So gravel roads, a large state-owned network, coupled with the fact that Missouri has, I think right now, the third lowest gasoline tax in the nation.
Exactly.
Kind of shifting away from gravel roads, the rural roads, there is a legislator in Missouri who is from suburban St. Louis, maintains that she doesn't support the gas tax because the share of funds that she expects are going to go to urban areas and the urban core is disproportionately low, that they're the donors and they're not receiving enough money back. So how do we know how the money is going to be allocated throughout the state, and how can voters think about that this November?
St. Louis gets the largest share. When you break it down by region, the Missouri Department of Transportation has broken the state into regions, and St. Louis consistently gets the most, and Kansas City, the other big urban area, gets the second most. And it's a combination of they have the most congestion, you know, they are paying the most because there are more people buying gas there. So I'm not sure what the trade-off is there. The area planning agencies are the ones who are earmarking the dollars for projects. I don't think it's a proven fact that the money's not going to go back to the place where she's interested in it going.
Is it maybe more of a concern within the metropolitan areas that certain parts of metros are not getting their fair share?
That's been a common refrain, but Missouri Department of Transportation argues vehemently about it. I've tried looking into that to get the dollar figures and have not felt like there's any kind of proof that they're a donor county or a donor city versus whether they're not getting their fair share, basically.
And some of that stuff is hard to find anyway. So I think broadly, though, for other transportation measures that we've seen, it's not uncommon to have a list of projects that actually accompany the questions so that voters know exactly how much money or how the money is going to be spent. So how does that play out here? You You mentioned these area planning councils.
Yeah, I've been asking that same question of the supporters. The governor and the lieutenant governor are both on board. They're both Republicans. And I keep saying, what am I going to get? What are we going to get for agreeing to raise the taxes? You know, point to some projects. Both of them are saying these go to the area planning agencies. There are 9 regional planning organizations in Missouri, metropolitan areas. They work with the Missouri Department of Transportation to kind of come up with the priority list. It's a rolling thing, like many states, with 4 or 5 years of projects on it. It's done by, quote, experts. The idea is that we don't want politicians picking pork barrel projects to say, here's what you're going to get. I think it might help them if I was giving them political advice, which I'm not. But it would help them if they would stand next to a crumbling bridge and say, if you raise taxes, this is going to get fixed.
Yeah, but it makes it real and tangible for the voters.
Exactly.
Sure. Are there different modes that potentially could be funded through this increase? So in some states and cities, they're aggressively funding a range of transportation options beyond roads, things like mass transit, bicycle, pedestrian, and such things. Is that one of the promises with this ballot measure? Is it up to these area planning agencies to decide that?
It's going to be up to the area planning agencies. The task force that kind of jump-started this whole thing also talked about ports needing to be upgraded along the Mississippi River and the Missouri River. So that's one thing that they kind of pulled out. But as far as, like, you know, more bike lanes and more pedestrian bridges over railroads, or, you know, they haven't lined that out specifically.
Mm-hmm. But ports are eligible potentially.
Potentially, yes.
I think part of this is money for the state highway patrol. And I think that there were some concerns from opponents who said that this is going to reduce the state highway patrol's accountability to the legislature. Can you help us understand what they mean by that argument?
Yeah, this sets up a more dedicated revenue stream for the state highway patrol so that they don't have to pull money out of general revenue. The danger that some see in that is there are fewer hands on the purse strings from the legislature. They don't have as much control to say, you're a bloated agency, or we need to give you more money. It just takes a little bit of control out of the legislature's hands, and they like having their hands on the purse string.
And can you make that same argument for the transportation department, or is this particular for the state highway patrol?
It's a little bit different because the state transportation department is run by a commission appointed by the governor. So there's a little bit of separation between its operations and the legislature.
So also when we were looking at this, there's a lawsuit that was filed saying that this proposition illegally encompasses more than one issue. This isn't about the state highway patrol. There's another issue that's related to this. Can you describe what happened there?
When they scrambled to put this together on the very last week of the legislative session in May, in previous efforts to put a gas tax proposition on the ballot hadn't gone anywhere, so they tacked this onto another bill that would have provided tax break for people who win Olympic medals. So if a Missourian wins a medal at an Olympic event, they wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. So opponents of the gas tax took this to court and said, whoa, you know, these are two completely separate subjects, and you can't put different subjects under one bill. And judge disagreed and said both of them have something to do with revenue, and he let it go to the ballot.
The revenue being you won't pay state taxes if you're an award winner in this way.
Yes. And so the kind of last second piggybacking of bills to try and amending bills at the last day is pretty common around here. And there are a lot of legal challenges in the end because of that.
So that may be common for Missouri. We know that a lot of states actually use these ballot measures, whether initiatives or referenda, to raise money for transportation pretty routinely. But how unique is this vote particularly for Missouri? Not just to raise the gas tax, but to use voter approved measures to do it.
It's not that uncommon, but it hasn't been very successful. The last time the gas tax went up was 1996. I want to say 2 years ago. I may be off on that. It feels longer. There was a proposed increase in the sales tax that would have generated money for transportation, and it was defeated. I don't remember the percentage, but it was pretty handily defeated, and the argument there was use a tax that actually is related to transportation, like the gas tax, because, you know, there might be somebody, you know, the old grandmother who buys a candy bar shouldn't be being charged to fix the roads.
Part of a larger national discussion. Could the legislature just improve the gas gas tax increase themselves, or are there provisions that this has to go before voters?
Some tax increases, it depends on how big they are, must go before voters. The legislature could, in some fashion, have increased taxes on gas.
Whether or not then this passes or fails, any ideas of what you think this ballot measure there in Missouri might pretend for the rest of the United States? Anything that folks outside of Missouri should look at here?
I'll be curious to see the outcome. Missouri voters have been very against raising taxes, but the economy is doing pretty well. If that has any effect on it, I'll be curious. If it fails, I'm going to chalk it up to just classic anti-tax fervor that seems to happen here. But roads are a pretty positive subject because everyone uses them.
And us here at a transportation organization, we like to think that the transportation issues are what dominates, but you're right, it could just be simple tax, no tax kind of concerns.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything else that we didn't ask that listeners should know about Proposition D?
I think it's interesting that we've got an all-Republican legislature. The executive branch is controlled by Republicans, and the leaders in all of those areas are on board with this. And then you've got business groups also in support of this. And for now, the traditional opponents are not saying anything. That's like the petroleum marketers and the convenience store associations. They're not taking a position on it. So it seems like the momentum's kind of in favor of it going up.
And as we know, this is certainly going to be part of larger political issues that we all know are coming up this November nationally. Kurt Erickson, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to help us think through Proposition D in Missouri.
Thanks very much.
And thank you all for tuning in. ENO will continue monitoring this and the other transportation-related ballot measures that will be voted on this November and all throughout the year. You can learn more about ENO and our Transportation at the Ballot Box work at www.enotrans.org.